Okay, today we're going to learn Davdala Amar Aleph of Maseches Sota. We're holding well into Davdala Amar Aleph. We are at the second to last skinny line on Davdala Amar Aleph. Now, we just went through all sorts of different numbers, different shiurim in the Brisa about exactly what the shiur of Zman Ha'ara is. What is the Zman that it takes to have Tumah, to have Bia with a woman? That's the amount of time that a woman who is alone with a man, who her husband was Makani from, has to be alone with him in order to asser her to her husband. So the Gemara is going to ask a number of stiros. We have like 9 different times that we identified as the amount of time that it takes to make her asser. So says Gemara Uriminhi, but I'll ask you a stira. Pasuk says ministra, vikamashir stira, and how much is the shir stira? Lo shamanu. It doesn't say beferish in the pasuk. Suk shuomer vihinitma, when the pasuk then elaborates and says, Vihinitma haviomer kedei tumah. It seems that the shir stira is the amount of time that it takes to do tumah, to have bia with her, and ritzoi, meaning to convince her to have bia and have the bia, and kedei bia. Kedei tumah, but not kedei tumah and ritzoi, rather just kedei bia, and not kedei bia, meaning the entire bia, but kedei ha'ara, the amount of time that it has to have tchilas bia. And how much is that? Kedei chazaras dekel, the amount of time it takes to go around a palm tree. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kedei mezigas hakos, the amount of time it takes to dilute a cup of wine with water. Benazi Omer, kedei lishtoso, the amount of time that it takes to drink a diluted cup of wine. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kedei litzlos beitza, the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, kedei legoma, the amount of time it takes to swallow a roasted egg. So kasalka daitin, we originally assume that hainu akavas dekel, hainu chazaras dekel, that akavas dekel and chazaras dekel mean the same thing, if that's the case, hasam amar Rabbi Yishmael kedei akavas dekel. In the first brisa that we quoted, Rabbi Yishmael is the one that said the shear of kedei akavas dekel. Upalig Rabbi Eliezer alei, and Rabbi Eliezer disagreed with him and said that no, it's kedei mezigas hakos. Yet hacha amar Rabbi Eliezer kedei chazaras dekel. Over here, Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says kedei chazaras dekel. And if hakafas dekel and chazaras dekel mean the same thing, it's a stira and shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So amar Abaye answers no. Hakafa beregel, chazara beruach. Hakafas dekel and chazaras dekel don't mean the same thing. Hakafa means that a person goes by foot walking around it. Chazara means that a branch of the tree that shakes in the wind goes back, you know, bends over and goes back into its original spot. So by Ravashi asked that if you say that the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer is chazara beruach, so what do we mean? The amount of time that it takes for the branch to initially shake and then go back to its initial spot? Or maybe the amount of time that it takes for it to shake and go back to its original spot and completely stop rattling at all, which is a lot more time, because if you shake something like a branch that's attached at the bottom, so it will even after it goes back to its original spot, it will still be wavering a little bit. It will take some time for it to stop moving entirely. So how do we define kedei chazaras dekel? The Gemara says, teku, we leave that unresolved. So now the Gemara says, but there's another stira between the brises. Hasamam Rabbi Eliezer kedei mezigas kos. In the first brise, Rabbi Eliezer says the amount of time that it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Hacha kedei chazaras dekel. And over here he says kedei chazaras dekel. So the Gemara says, it's not a stira, idividi, chachiruhu. Who says that those aren't the same amount of time? Maybe it takes the same amount of time to do both of those things. Another stira. Hasam amar Rabbi Yeshua kedei lishtoso. Hacha amar kedei mezigas hakos. In the first brisa, Rabbi Yeshua said that the shear is the amount of time that it takes to drink a cup of wine. And over here he says the amount of time that it takes to dilute a cup of wine. Same with kedei limzog velishtos. Now you have to say that what Rabbi Yeshua means is the amount of time that it takes to dilute the wine and drink it, because stam ziga is done in order to be able to drink it. So the Gemara says, well, why does the Mishnah that explain Rabbi Yeshua, meaning the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah explain Rabbi Yeshua in that way and say that he means the amount of time that it takes to dilute it and drink it? Why don't you just say, Velema idividi chachiru? Why don't you just Why don't you just answer the same way we've answered every question, which is meaning not Mishnah. Why is it that we've answered the Brisas, meaning the Stirin Brisas, by saying that, by changing what Rabbi Yeshua really holds? Why don't you just say that the way we've been answering every Stira, that there are two ways of expressing the same Shir, and maybe when Rabbi Yeshua said Kedei Lishtoso, and when he said Kedei Mezigas Kos, those are two separate things that are happen to be the same equal shear. So says Gemara, why don't we say that? Because in Cain, if Kedei Mezigah and Kedei Shtia both mean the same thing, and that's what he meant in both places, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Well, then Rabbi Yeshua is perfectly aligned with Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is one that said Kedei Mezigah Sakos, and Rabbi Yeshua is one that disagreed with that, and he thought it was Kedei Shtia Sakos. And even in the second Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer said that the shear is Kedei Chazaras Dekel, and we explained that the shear is Kedei Mezigah Sakos, and Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with that and says that the shear is Kedei Mezigas Kos. So Mezigas Kos can't mean the amount of the time that it takes to drink the Kos. So in order to be Miyashiv, the Stira, and Rabbi Yeshua, we have to say that he's adding some time to Rabbi Eliezer's Shir, that it's not enough to just do Kedei Mezigas Kos, you need also the amount of time that it takes Kedei Shtias Kos. So Hasam, in the first Brisa, Amar Ben Azai, Kedei Lissel Speitza, Ben Azai said that the Shir Tumah is the amount of time that it takes to roast an egg. Hach, Amar Kedei Lishtoso, yet over here he says the amount of time that it takes to drink a Kos of diluted wine. So isn't that a stira in Ben Azai? Says Mari Idividi Chad Shiruhu. No, they mean the same shear. Hasa Mam Rabbi Akiva Kedei Lagoma. Another stira in the first Brisa. Rabbi Akiva said the amount of time that it takes to swallow a roasted egg. Hach Amar Kedei Litzel Speitza. Over here says the amount of time that it takes to roast the egg. Amar Kedei Litzel Speitza Vilag Ulagoma. Now maybe it means to roast an egg and to swallow it. So the Gemara asks, why does the Tartan change Rabbi Akiva's shita and make it both, make it the amount of time that it takes to roast an egg and swallow it? Why not give the same answer we gave to most of the other stiras? Why not just say that both shiurim of Rabbi Akiva align with each other? Because if that would be the case, then he'd be agreeing with Ben Azai, the amount of time that it takes to drink a kos, if that were the same as a shiur to roast an egg. So that in what, there's no difference between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. Another stira, Hasamam Rabbi Dvam Beseira, in the first price, Rabbi Dvam Beseira said, Kedei Ligmah Shalosh Beitzim Zuach Hazu, the amount of time that it takes to swallow three eggs one right after the other. Hacha Amar Kedei Ligoma, over here he says, Kedei Ligoma, which sounds like the amount of time it takes to swallow one egg. So says, Gmar Lidvar of Rabbi Akiva Ka'amar. Rabbi Dvam Beseira was responding to Rabbi Akiva, to Kamar Misharim Bitzliya Uvagmiya, because Rabbi Akiva said that we measure the time with the amount of time that it takes to roast and to consume it. So that's why he's saying that Ema Shir Gamia Luchuda Kedei Ligmar Shalosh Beitzim Zuach Hazu Dahenu Tzliyo Gamia. So he's saying that if the amount of time that it takes to just swallow would be the same amount of time that it takes to roast and swallow an egg is the amount of time that it takes to swallow three eggs without roasting. So that's the equivalent. Rav Lezer ben Yirmiyah Omer Kedei Sheyikshar Gardinima. Right, in the first Brisa, Rav Lezer ben Yirmiyah says that the shear of tumah is the amount of time that it takes to tie the threads on the loom. So by Ravashi, demirchak o demikarev. So Ravashi raises the question: are we talking about that one strand is far from the other, which takes more time in order to pull the edges together and tie them, or are we talking about when they're very close to each other and it takes shorter time to just tie them together because they're right next to each other? So take what the Gemara says: we don't know. We leave this question unresolved. Also in the first Brisa, Chan ben Pinchas Amar Kedei Shetoshet Yad L'Tochpia Litol Kisam, the amount of time that it would take for her to put her hand in her mouth to remove a splinter. So by Rav Ashi, Demahadik or Delomahadik, are we talking about a splinter that is caught between her teeth and wedged in there really tight, or if it's not wedged in there really tight, which would obviously be a lot quicker if it's not wedged in really tight? So take what the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Another thing we said in the Brisa, Plemo Omer Kedei Shetoshet Yad L'Sal Litol Kikar, the amount of time that it would take to stick her hand in a basket to remove a loaf of bread. So by Rav Ashi, de mahadik o de lo mahadik. What does that mean? Is that talking about a loaf of bread that is really wedged into the basket or not, where it's easy to take it out? Bechadito o batik. Are we talking about an old, a brand new basket, which is hard to remove things from, since there are still pieces of the basket that, you know, of the woven basket that are protruding a little bit? Or are we talking about an old basket that's well-worn and well-used and easy to take things in and out of? Bechamima or bekarira? And what type of loaf of bread are we talking about? Are we talking about a loaf of bread that's warm, where it's difficult to remove it because it could fall apart if you remove it too quickly? Or are we talking about with a cold loaf of bread, which isn't going to fall apart in your hands, and you're able to take it apart pretty easily? And b'dechitia b'tzari, we also don't know what type of loaf of bread are we talking about. Are we talking about a loaf of wheat bread or a loaf of barley bread? Because a loaf of barley bread is not as smooth and will be more hard, more difficult to remove. Berakiva o ba'akusha. And are we talking about a bread made with some sort of softer dough, which would fall apart more easily, or with a thicker dough that's not going to fall apart so easily? So essentially, our main point is that we asked several stiras between the first brisa and the second brisa that all try to identify what the shear tumah is, and we answered most of the stiras. You know, most of the stiras were answered with edvidi chad shiuruhu, that they're both the same shear, and some of them were answered with different answers as well. You know what? Let's we'll stop there. And next time we'll pick up with Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef.